91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tara Henley. A four-vehicle crash on Old Highway 2 had lanes closed in both directions this morning. Quincy West OPP firefighters and paramedics responded to the accident around 9:40 a.m. just west of Burns Avenue. As a result, the vehicles received significant damage and one person was taken to Belleville General Hospital with minor injuries. Quincy West OPP says tow trucks have removed the vehicles and traffic is now moving normally. The Feed the Meter campaign, which raises money for food nutrition programs, is back in Hastings and Prince Edward counties for the month of December. Parking is free for December in Belleville, Trenton, and Picton in order to encourage residents to shop locally. However, each parking meter is open and bears a sign urging people to donate change for Food for Learning, which provides food for children in schools throughout Hastings and Prince Edward counties. The campaign has run throughout each holiday season for the last 7 years. Four local conservations will receive park updates thanks to Quincy Conservation's 6th annual Adopt an Acre. Jennifer May Anderson, the communications manager for Quincy Conservation, described what the program is all about.
Every year, we give local residents the opportunity to symbolically adopt an acre of Quincy Conservation land for $20, and that money is then used to make improvements at our local conservation areas.
The money will provide hikers with specific information about each conservation area. So far, 87 acres have been adopted out, with 200 being the goal. The Canadian government announced Tuesday that they are launching an inquiry to address the high number of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. They said their first steps will be engaging survivors, family members of those lost, and others that have been affected. This information will be used to help design the inquiry. A Tiendanegra resident who was asked not to be named said she is ecstatic that this inquiry is finally happening.
It's a long time coming. It's definitely needed. They should have done it years ago, because this hasn't been just a current issue. It's been a long battle.
The government will also be releasing an online survey to gather public input in order to further develop the inquiry. The first government flight carrying Syrian refugees to Canada is scheduled to land this evening in Toronto, with a second aircraft to arrive Saturday in Montreal. Immigration Minister John McCallum says the government is pumping another $3.6 million into the budget for groups welcoming refugees to Canada. That represents a 25% increase. 10,000 refugees are expected to land by the end of the month. McCallum says processing has been going at a steady pace in Jordan and Lebanon.
We are processing people at the rate of 400 per day. So that's 800 per day if you combine the two countries. So this is a pretty good clip, and I think it is a good sign for us in terms of getting this job done.
McCallum says almost 12,000 applications have been processed to date. That's QNET News on 91X to 103. Here's Evan Gomes with sports.
Pink will be in style for a local junior hockey team next Tuesday night. For the first time in their franchise history, the Napanee Raiders of the Empire B Junior C Hockey League will hold a Pink the Rink night to raise money for breast cancer awareness. They will face the Picton Pirates that night. The jerseys will be auctioned off following the game to the highest bidders, and the proceeds will go towards the chemotherapy unit at Lennox and Addington County General Hospital. Patient and Family Support Coordinator Melanie Bramberger says that this will be an important fundraiser for the team and the hospital.
I think it will be a team builder because the guys are coming together for a very good cause. And for the hospital, hopefully we're putting a few more coins in their coffer to help a very good program.
Donations can be made in the amount of the bidder's choice. Trenton Golden Hawks blanked the visiting Aurora Tigers by a score of 3-0 last night for their 6th straight win. On Saturday night, the Golden Hawks travel to Stouffville to play the Spirit in their last game before Christmas. In the NHL tonight, the Detroit Red Wings are hosting the Montreal Canadiens, the Tampa Bay Lightning will be welcoming the Ottawa Senators, the Winnipeg Jets will be playing at home tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and the Calgary Flames will be hosting the Buffalo Sabres. DeMar DeRozan poured in 28 points to lead the Toronto Raptors to a 97-94 victory over the San Antonio Spurs last night. With the victory, Toronto is now third in the Eastern Conference. That's it for sports. Send us your team or league scores email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: today, increasing cloudiness early this afternoon, high of 10. Tonight, cloudy, 60% chance of showers overnight, low of 7. Tomorrow, we can expect the cloudiness to clear up a bit, high of 10. At 105, it's 9 degrees. QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan Gomes. News on 91X, next at 3 o'clock.